Vayter and Shasrim of a comment of Nun Dalad. Picking up on Nun Gimel Beis Bada Bama the Pays, next part of the Mishnah. We said that Nafal Lesocho Shor Vekelev Vinishtabra, let's say if an ox and has its Kalim with it and it falls into a pit. And then what happens is all the Kalim they go and they break. Then the Bal Habor is going to be Chayev to pay for the animal, but not for the Kalim. Masnisa Del Karbiud is not like Karbiud at the time of the Braisa. Budom Chayev Al Neske Kalim Abor. He's a mechayev on the kelim as well. My time of the what's pshan the rabbanon that say that you're going to be potter for it? Damer krov and nafal shama shor o chamor. And we darshan shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. Therefore, kelim are not included. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, l'rabbas the kelim. It says shor, or shor o chamor. Oh, is l'rabbas the kelim. Rabbanon, beep, turn the page. Nun dalet. Oh, mi boy le lechalik. That's used in order to go into make a distinction between these two words. Rashi says, "Dalo tema inu chayev atchi yipol sham shor vechamor beyachad." And one may have thought with that word, oh, that you would think that you're only going to be chayev once you have a shor and a chamor fall at the same time. Therefore, you have to write this one or that one. Verbi huda lechalik mi vinafel nafka. The fact that it says vinafel instead of vinaflu, that itself is already a distinction. V'rabbanon vinafel tuva mashma. That the Nafel can also mean more than one, and therefore you have to write the O over there. Ema, let's say V'nafel Klal, that when it says the word V'nafel, it's including anything, Shor V'chamor Prat, it's specific, and Klal U'Prat, whenever you have a Klal, a general rule, and then a specific rule, Ein B'Klal L'Mashav Prat, the general contains nothing more than is in the specific. Shor V'chamor In, which means it's talking about a shor and a chamor, that you're going to be chayav for, but something else you're not going to be chayav for. So what about, we know that there's other animals you're going to be chayav. If it's more than just a shor and a chamor that fall in there, Rashi says, v'shar mili minelon, so where do we know them from? Amri, bala bor yishalim v'chaz v'kalal. Then it says bala bor, she goes and pay, then it's a klal, it went ahead and klal again, so you have a klal, prat, uklal. You have to done elekin a prat. You now, Dan, you judge this only those things that are similar to the prat of the specific. Ma prat before it's balechaim, just like the prat, the specific are things that are alive. Then, therefore, I've called balechaim, so to all balechaim are going to be including this as well. Rashi says, Rabbanan kamataritz lo, Rabbi Huda asa o, v'rabbi afshar metaltalin. So, says the Gemara, ima frek the Gemara. Why are we saying that it's coming to include all those other things? Maybe we say ima haprat beforish davish and nivlasa mitama bangamasa. We could say that just like the particular things are brought there as a shor or a chamor, is something that the animal, the dead body, is going to be mitame through touching it or carrying it. Then we should say afkol. So to anything shenivlasa mitama bangamasa, those things are going to be included. Aval ofos lo, because it's not going to be. Rashi says ofos emitam b'magamasa. So if something happens to a bird that falls into a pit, it wouldn't be the same dinim. M.K. If that's really true, that it wants to say only things that are like that, in reference to Tumah, the Nichlo Rechmona, Chal Prata, then let the Torah write one prat. Just write either the shor or write the chamor. It says Rashi, O shor, O chamor. And then we'll go and we'll learn anything else which is similar to that. But the fact that you didn't do that must be there also including things that are beyond that idea. And it's including all balei chayim, including ofos, even with chickens. Says Gemara, hey nichtav. Now, which one of them? Hold on. You're saying that's what it should have written, but that's a bit of a problem. We couldn't have done that because which one should have written? You want to write a shor or you want to write chamor? Because of shor, would have said shor havamina karev legabe mizbeach in. That I would have said things that can be brought to the mizbeach like a shor that's included that you get paid back for it. She'enu karv legav mizbeach lo, but things something it's not, then you wouldn't get paid for it, wouldn't get compensation. Anything it's not able to be brought as a carbon, because achon a chamor would have said chamor donkey. Then have a mina kadosh bebechora in. I would have said that has a din of bechor connected to it. That's included. Shein kadosh bebechor lo. So it's not in the din of Bechor, the not. Rashi says can go in susim ugamalim, like camel, like horses and like camels. And therefore you had to write both of them, in which case now you no longer have your ability to say you could have written one and now that you wrote both, it's coming to include all other animals, maybe still you couldn't have written one, and therefore maybe all the whole din is just telling us that the nevel is matam magma masa, something that not, and that would be birds wouldn't be included in this. So what are you going to do now? This is Gemara. Ella, how do we know chicken is also going to be included? Amar kra v'hames yelo, kol dvar misa. The mace will be his, which means anything which will die, anything that's going to be killed, that's going to be including this, including chickens. Okay, now, bein rabbanon to come in ma'ate lehu lekelim. Whether we're dealing with the tarakam of the rabbanon, or excluding kelim in reference to boar, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda to come marbi lekelim, or Rabbi Yehuda who's including it with the word oh, kelim b'nei misa ninu, are these considered b'nei misa? Right, we said that a boar is going to be chayev, and we said v'amisielo, anything that's considered connected to death over there, right, called the varmisa, and this doesn't have any sort of misa included. So how does this work? Why is that included? Amri shvirasa and zui misasa, and breaking it is its death. So something breaks in your house, you could say, oh, nebuch, baruch mechayim, meisim. I mean, baruch dynamis. Well, the Rav Dalman, according to Rav, who says Bor Shechivu Alav Toyra Lehev Lovlo Chavato, according to Rav, who says that a boar is going to be mechayev a person only for the hevel and not for the impact, then Bein Rabban and Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Kelim Bnei Havla Ninu, are they considered Havla? Are they meaning? Are they connected to the idea of hevel that they're going to be ruined through the bad smell? Amri Bechadati says, yeah, we're talking about new kelim, the mifake mahavla, the mifke, mafke, which they can end up breaking from that thing. In other words, you have brand new kelim, they're much more sensitive, and therefore, yeah, that type of environment can go and can destroy it, which will cause it to so to speak, die. Now, says the Gemara, we know that we said, v'hai v'amesi elo mibayle lechadurava. We're coming to use that as a Jewish here, but we need it for something else. The Amar Rava, shor psulim mikdashim, south of the bar, we have a shor psulim mikdashim that falls into a bar, which is what I just said. Pater, shenemar v'meis yelo, b'misha meis yelo. Yosez she'ena meis yelo, the other can't be his. So that's what we need it for. So how are you learning out to include other things, the kelim, etc.? Ella Amar Kra, so the Gemara says, okay, and the chinami. So how do we know that things other than a shor chamor is going to be included? Ella Amar Kra, kesef yoshuv lebailov. Sorry, I said it for the kelim, it's not the kelim, for other animals. So we learn a kesef yoshuv lebailov, the rabbis call the isle bailim, that the balabor has to pay up, he's got to return the money to its owner, and that's coming to include over here anything which has bailim. All right, so that's then you got to pay up for it. As Gemara Yachi, if that's really true, that when it says the lashon of kesef yoshuv lebailov, anything as an owner, then a filu kelim ba'adam nami. Then you would think even kelim and people are also included in this den over here, right? Because a person can have an owner as a slave, and the kelim is owner also. Amar kra. So therefore, it says shor chamor is coming to tell you that shor velo adam chamor velo kelim. That's how we like Joshua saw before. So that's the gemara. Rabbi Yehuda to come arbi lu kelim. What about Rabbi Yehuda who actually includes kelim? Bishlam shor mamayit be'adam el chamor my mamayita because it's not mamayit kelim. Alamarava chamor devor chamor debor. Chamor over here is chamor is debor le Rebbe Yehuda v'sed de aveda le divrei hakol kasha. Like the word shor chamor in reference to boar is going to be a kasha in Rebbe Yehuda because what is that doing there? V'sed aveda, whenever one has the word said by a lost object, Rashi says, "Kivin d'chsev l'chol avedas achicha, lama li d'kasav v'chamor chamor v'shor v'sed." Why do we have to read all this? And yeah, so that's extra there. And that's going to work according to everyone. It's going to be a kasha. And can I have a good question? So to the next part of the Mishnah. Nafal esocho shor cheirishot v'katan chayav. If you have an ox that itself is a cheirishot or a katan and it falls into the bar, then the guy is going to be chayav to pay. So now, the Gemara says, my shor cheirishot v'katan. Ilim a shor shel cheirish. Everyone says a shor av a cheirish, shor shel shot, a shor shel katan. And ha shor shel bikeach pater. That you want to tell me that one's going to be pater? Says Rashi, Hecha Patrikar, where did they patter it? So we say, no, Rabbi Yochanan, Shor Shehu Cher, Shor Shehu Shot, the Shor Shehu Katan is what we're referencing over here. Beep, turn the page. Nun, Dalid, Amud, Bais. Hi, Frek the Gemara, Ha, Shor Shehu Pikeach, Pater. Do you mean to say that if you have a Shor of a Pikeach that falls into a bar, that it's going to be Pater? It's off the hook? Says Rashi, Bitumiya. Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi says, Lomi Bai, cover. Yeah, it's a Lomi Bai. I don't even have to say. Lomi Bai, Shor Shehu Pikeach, Chayev. I don't even have to tell you that if you have a Shor Pikeach that falls in, that the Baal is going to be Chayev. Avo Shor Cher Shkir Vakata, and Ema Cher Shuso Garmalo. Rabbi said that the, I'm sorry, not Shor Shell, but a Shor that is a Cher Shuso Vakata, I would have thought that maybe the fact that it's a cherish, that's what caused it to go ahead to fall in. Katnusa garmelo, and or it's because it's too young, and because for, and then for a lifter, you'd be potter, you don't have to pay for it. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, come and tell you that's not going to be the case. It's going to be chav in that case also. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achla, Ravina, Vatanya, Wellington, Abrahi said, Nafal Zocho Bar Das, potter. If a Bar Das falls into it, it's going to be potter. My lav Shor Bar Das, I'm talking about Shor Bar Das. Amalei Lo, that's talking about Adam, a regular person who falls in. Elameata, this Gemara Adam ben Das to who Pater Das who Das. It's only a person who's a person ben Das. Only a man that's a ben Das that's going to be Pater Halav ben Das who the Chayev. If he's a Lav ben Das, then he's going to be Chayev. Sure, velo Adam siv, but it says sure and not an Adam that says the Torah is saying that one's going to be Chayev for a sure, and we learn that from this. But he's not Chayev for a person, which means what? Which means any type of person, whether he's ben Das or not. And now you seem to be saying over here that if it wouldn't be a bendas, it'd be chayiv, is implication. Ella, my bendas, what does that mean? Min bendas, it's talking about from a min, a species of bendas. Rashi says, hainu adam. Afilu shota, min bendas. So even if it's a shota, it's considered part of the intelligent homo sapienic personage. Amar lei, v'atanya, we looked at a bray, said, nafal esochah shor bendas is going to be pater, but it says that if a Shor Ben Das is going to be Pater. So how to deal with that? Elo Amar Rav, Rav explains, Shor Vehu Cherishor, Vehu Cherishor, Vehu Shota, Shor Vehu Katan Dafka, of a Shor, Vehu Pikeach, Pater, give me Pater. My time, how come? The boy lay a Yuni Mazel, because it should have checked where it was walking when it was on its way. And it didn't, therefore, you know, it's not considered Pshi over there. And on the account of the boar, the balabor, and now we back it up. Tanya Amchir Brisa explains that Nafal Zochel Shor Cher Shor Tovakatan V'Sum Malach B'Layla Chay Pikeach Malach B'Yom Potter. Then the person is going to be off the hook from having to deal with it. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah.
Okay, Zok the Mishnah Echad Shor VeEchad Kol Behema. Don't think it's just those particular animals that are going to be chayiv if they fall in, but any animal in a filas abor when they fall into the boar, they're going to be chayiv to pay nizokin for the damages that occur to them. Ula freshes Har Sinai, and we know by Har Sinai the pasuk says that the animals have to be separated from the har. They're not allowed to be there, as the pasuk says, "Vigbaltes am saviv lemur." Yishom lechem alos bahar nugei abekatzel kol nugei bahar mosubas and lusiga bo. Yod ki sokli yisakel yoyira im behema im ish lo yichya b'mshocha yov behema ya'alu bahar. So excluding that as well. Uta shlumi kefel. Also in the idea of paying kefel, that if you have to pay double when there's a theft that occurs, Rashi says, v'afkav t'chsiv mishor v'ad chamor shar behema v'chaim ar binar b'gamar v'chaim b'kulu. All the ones are included as well. Rashi says, by the way, the previous one, about the first Har Sinai, im behema im ish. That's also included. That is, if it's lost, you go and return as well. Even though the pasuk doesn't say all the different animals, lifrika, in reference to helping to, Rashi says, azov tazov vimo, to unload the animal if it needs it. Lichasima, that is in reference to the iser of muzzling an animal when it's threshing. Even though the pasuk is talking about an ox, it means other ones as well. Likilayim, also in reference to kilayim, and allowed to go and mate different types of animals. Rashi says the harba'a, alfagav t'chsev behemtecha lo tabi'a kilayim, havinami chayev v'of bechlal, kediolf begemara. It's actually we're going to learn that in the Gemara itself. Ulis Shabbos, also in reference to Shabbos, working them on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do for all animals. V'chin chayev v'of, kayotzeben, and also when not only behemoth, but also chaya or oaf is included in all of these different categories. M.K. in Laman Emar Shor V'chamor. Why does it say the words Shor V'chamor? Ella, she never cussed about it. It's just talking about like what's a normal case. Rashi says bedavar haragalios, which is normal state of affairs, is that's what it happens with. Ookie dookie. Now we break down. We saw eight different categories here. Let's break them down. Lenefil sabor, reference to falling into a bor, even though it says a shor chamor, which included others as well. Kesef yoshev abal of ksiv. It says in the next pasuk afterwards that he has to go and pay. That's a bal of bor has to pay. He shall return the money to its owner. Kol de isle bailim. Anything that is bailim, kid the arman, like we said earlier. Lafrosus har sinai im behema im ish lo yichya. The pasuk says, the behema is the ish, v'chaya v'chal behema havia. Chay is included in that. Im l'rabba says over. So when it says im behema, im ish, im behema is coming to include also the ofot, the chickens. The tashlumi keifel, kedamrin, like we say, we're going to say later on, Rashi says, v'afilu davar she'en bo ruach chayim b'perek meruba, samach b'ezim b'beiz, and something says ruach chayim, if they go and pay keifel, al kol dvar pesha, because the pasuk says, you got to pay keifel for an oxe donkey, or sheep, or kalim, and also says for anything that you're going to be that you chayev for, right? Even though it's not real chayim, klal, that's a klal. Kol davar pshia. It's a klal. It's a general principle, and it's coming to include davar pshia. Anything that there could be a liability for, that you have to go, you're going to have to pay. To all of your brother's lost items, that means it's also included in it. Lefrika to go and unload it. Yalav chamor chamor mi Shabbos. Zok the Gemara. Yalav chamor chamor mi Shabbos. You learn gzeir shavu Shabbos. Rashi says the chsev shorchav chamorchav chol behem techa, and therefore make gzeir shavu included also. Lechasima muzzling up. Yalav shor shor mi Shabbos. Gzeir shavu shor shor from Shabbos. Likilayim ikilayim the charisha. If you're talking about kilayim for charisha for plowing with different animals, where the Torah only talks about the idea of a shor and a chamor, yalav shor shomi Shabbos. And he kilayim darba, and if you mean in reference to mating the two, yalav behemtecha behemtecha mi Shabbos and gzir shal behemtecha behemtecha. Okay, v'gabi Shabbos mi nolan, where do we know Shabbos, that you're not allowed to work the animal? The Tanya rules to the Brayser, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishom Rabbi Shmuel, b'dibros harishonos nemar, in the first of the Aseres of Dibros, avdecha v'maschah behemtecha. It says you shall not work your son, your daughter, your slave, your maidservant, your behema. Why did it spell it out? These things are going to have the similar din. Have the same din. Afkol, so to anything that's mentioned by shor chamor, chayiv of kayotz behem, you can also have chayiv of. Is kind of the similar din applied to it. Now, says the Gemara, but Ema, why don't we say the way that we should darshan it is Behema de Dibros Arishonas Klal, Shorchav Chamorcha de Dibros Arishonas Prat, Klal Prat. That is when it says Behema the first time, that it's a Klal. When it says Shorchav Chamorcha the second time, that is a Klal, because you have a Klal general principle of animals, and then it says a Shor and Chamor. And klal prat, whenever that thing, we know the law is that ein beklal elamashav prat. There's not in the klal, in the general, except for that which is found in the prat. So therefore, we should say shor vechamor in. They're the ones that are going to be usher to work those animals on Shabbos. Midyachrin or lo, but other things not, because we generalized and specified. Ami says going vechol behem techa the dibros achronos. When it says vechol, all of your animals, it says in the second the dibros. Chazav vechol went again and made the klal again. Klal prat the klal. Therefore, it's including all living animals. Now, where it says, who says? Why don't we say the prat, the thing that's specified, is something which is available by touching it or by carrying it. But not chickens, which would not do that. No birds. It says, Im Kain, if that's really true, that he wanted to do that, they should have just written one prat over here, either write the shor or the chamor, and that would have been good enough. Why are you writing both of them? Must be to include this also. Says the Gemara, like we saw before, Hai Nichtav Rechmana, which one would you have written that you're saying that you're also including the... you're going to include the ofos, maybe that they actually both need to be written, in which case you don't learn on ofos. Therefore, back to our question, how do we know the chicken? All your behemoths, that is something which is including even things that are not similar to that which you just said before, and that means even ofos, even ofot, even chickens are going to be included as well, the birds.
You tell me every time he says the word kol, that's actually being marbe. Veha, but we know that we have gabi meiser by meiser sheni d'chsev kol. It says the word kol. Because Roshina lebe klal uprat, we darsha as a klal uprat. The Tanya went in a race of v'nasata kesef b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha. You should give the meiser sheni. He's talking about. You should give all the kesef, the money, for any food that you want. Klal, this is a general principle, meaning that any food can be bought with meiser sheni. But bokar batzonu b'yayin v'sheicha. Then it specifies it prat as a prat. V'chol asher tishalachon nafshecha. And then it ends off with saying that in anything that your soul asks, chaz v'kolal klal prat klal v'kolal prat klal. You don't need to carry a prat. Ma prat shem first pre. Me pre v'gidulei karka, just like the prat is a fruit that's coming from a fruit. Meaning, when we talk about tzonu bakar, they come from other tzonu bakar, and we talk about yayin, that's something that comes from grapes, right? So there we have that, and just like ma prat, my first pre v'gidulei karka, and we know that grapevines and things like that, they come straight from the ground. And that the tzonu bakar they're eating from the stuff that's on the ground. So af kopri mi privi gudu le karka. So to anything that falls into the category, which is coming to exclude what's going to be mamayit, Rashi says, Vlad molid, ya Vlad mi Vlad, yain me enopim, v'sheicha mi tamarim, lemute kmein upitrio, different mushrooms, umayim and water, umelach and salt, de eno primi privi gudu le karka, and gudu le karka is lemute dagim, fish, enum nikhim bekesef meiser. You can't buy them bekesef meiser. So why are you using the word kol over there to be an inclusion? Maybe it's just a part of klal, part of klal. Amri bekol klala. Kol ribuya. When it says bekol, it's klal. When it says kol, it's a riboy, and therefore we're good. Ibai 7, another one says kol nami klalahu. The word kol is also a klal. Miu hai kol dehacha ribuyu. This particular word kol that we use over here is a riboy. Midahava lein lemichtav ubehemtecha kedichsib b'divrei Rav Shonah. So it could have written ubehemtecha like it said in the first one. Because of v'chol behemtecha, decide to write the word v'chol. Shema min ribuyu. We learn from that it's coming as a to be marbe. In fact, the Gemara hashda da'amart kol ribuyu. Now that you're saying the word kol, which comes up in the second set of the Seres Dibros, is coming as a riboy, including even Ophos. The Hamtcha the Dibros are Rishonos, the Shor v'Chamor Dibros are Rishonos. Only why do I need all these things that you specified? You say the Shor and the Chamor. Why do I need them there? Amri Shor, as the Gemara Shor Lagmur is Shor Lachasima. The word Shor is there to teach the Gezer Shav Shor, which is connecting the Isser of working on Shabbos to that of muzzling when it's doing Harisha, when it's threshing. Chamor lagmuri chamor lefrika. We need that for the gezer shava of prika. Make sure you bring any animal. Behemtcha lagmuri behemtcha lekilayim. In order to learn that the idea of behemtcha by kilayim, also the iser of Shabbos working into kilayim, and therefore you have to write these things out. Says Gemara Yachi, if that's really true, says Rashi, that the kilayim is Shabbos yelfinan. If it's true that the iser of plowing with different types of animals is learned out from the iser of working on Shabbos, afilu adam litzer, then even that person should be usher to be involved with plowing with another animal, just like he's usher to work the animal on Shabbos. Rashi says, limshoch bikron im behema. The Hagabi Shabbos Muzar Kibehema, Kidhsiv, like the Pasuk says, Avtachova Maschova Hemtecha. Alma Tanan, why then do we see in the Mishnah it comes from Kilaim, Adam Mutter im Kulam Lachoshumshoch? Why is he allowed to do it? Isn't that Kilaim itself, a person and animal working together? Shouldn't that be an issue? Amara Papa, Papunai Yadi Time Adha Milsa, that is those from this place, Rashi says, Bnei Papunai Shemakom, they know, Umanu Rav Achabar Yaakov. He's the one who knows. He knows the answer. Rashi says, says Gemara, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Lamat, this is by a slave that's working on Shabbos, Laman yenuach avdecha v'maschecha kamocha, in order that your slave and your maidservant may rest like you. Lahanocha hikashtiv. Right? We're comparing, the comparison is about resting and not working the animal, v'lola devacher, but it's not comparing to something else. A.K.A. Kilayim. Says Rashi, Lahanocha ikashtiv eved va'amal lebehema. That's where they're compared one to the next. Avalol inyan iser acher, but not in reference to another iser. And with that, my friends, we're going to call it a day. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.